3. Gonna head on over there. And how's everybody doing this morning? You guys all right? Amen. You glad Jesus is still on the throne? Amen. Sometimes you come to church, you look at people, they look like they don't know what's going on. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. Come on, somebody. You are alive and well this morning. You are alive and well this morning. Somebody say, it's well with my soul. Even if it don't feel that, prophesy that to yourself. It's well with my soul. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, and to all the fathers, hope you got a donut this morning. Hope you got a little trinket on your way in. Amen. If we can stand, amen, stand for the honoring of not myself, but for the word of God. If you got elbows and feet that are able to stand, young, seasoned, like, please stand and honor God's word is our tradition to do. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3. I want to read some unfamiliar and familiar verses here. If you're there, say amen. All right. Reads as follow. My son. Everybody say my son. Let all the men say my son. There it is. Got a little bass in the voice. Amen. Let all the men say my son. Do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. God help me. That's a sermon within itself. A father is telling his child, if you listen to my words, it will bring peace and long life to you. Everybody say, listen to your daddy. That's powerful. God, that's a sermon right there. He says, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Somebody say, a daddy is a bad man. That's a bad man. God, help me right here. Verse 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. And in some of your ways. Okay, got some Bible readers. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words of a father to his son. Father, on this Father's Day, we use these words. We gravitate to the scripture this morning, God, that you would give us a word for men, give us word for families, give us words for parents, give us words for children. God, we just thank you right now as we gravitate to this gift called fathers. We take a moment and we honor not just you, but honor the men you chose to be fathers and the future fathers that are in this room. We thank you for the words in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to use the subject title, if I will, this morning, if it's okay with you. I want to talk about the responsibility of a father. The responsibility of a father. And so that's where we're going this morning. This message is for everybody, but it is geared and slanted towards fathers and towards men. Matter of fact, who's my audience today? Is there any fathers in the house? If you're a father, stand to your feet for just a moment. I got to know who I'm preaching to this morning. Come on, somebody. If you are a father, amen, give them a big hand. Look around this room. Come on, God, come on, man. Now, ladies, we kicked the roof off last month for you. Can you give these men just a thunderous round? Amen. 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 You may be seated. And they deserve that hand clap. Come on, somebody. It is not, you really do deserve it. Because many people, as I say all the time, they don't understand the responsibility that really falls on a man. You know, there's something that's, it's just something about a man that, you know, that there's so much on our shoulders. Amen. I guess that's why God has given us broad shoulders to carry the load. And one of the things, and I believe one of the great reasons we give them a hand is because we have the responsibility, men, of being an example of our Heavenly Father while we're on this earth. Every father has a responsibility. And ladies, I don't know, I know you, just hear me for a minute. Let me talk to these men that were standing here. Is in every young man that's going to graduate one day to fatherhood is to understand that one of the responsibilities of a father is to be an example of the Heavenly Father. B- Because many, see, ladies, in many ways, that's why when you see scriptures, a lot of times the Father is referred to in, or God is referred to in that Father figure. That's why Jesus says, when you pray, pray our Father. And we relate to him as a father. And as a man, the weight of a father on earth, an earthly father, is that you are many times, all the times, you are the example of a heavenly father before a child even knows there's a heavenly father. The responsibility of a man is to be all that a heavenly father is in his earthly father role. He is to implement grace. He is to give protection. He's to give provision. He's to give direction. He is to be there to give grace, to give mercy, to bring rebuke, and to bring chastisement. He is to be an example, because when you think about it, as a child grows up, the only thing they know about a heavenly father is what they really seen in their earthly father. And so the way that we all have related to understanding father when we begin to grow is by the experience we had with our earthly father. Now, that's a good thing, and that's a tough responsibility, but at the same time, that's problematic. Because if you had a bad earthly father, it kind of taints the way you see and the way you think when you begin to hear and learn about your heavenly father. Point being, I remember some years ago, had a lady who was in church for some time and for years, and her struggle, she always was in church, but she never could receive in church. And after some years, it was discovered that she had a problem with her heavenly father and the picture people would try to paint of him being good, because her experience with her earthly father was bad. Because all she understood of a father was what she knew growing up, and because of the relationship and how it was tainted, he actually caused her not to be able to receive from her heavenly father, because he messed up in his role as an earthly father. Now, see, that's heavy right there, because we as men, as fatherhood, it's exciting to have a child. It's exciting to even make a child. Somebody say amen. Okay, y'all catch that on your drive home. What was that last part he said? It's exciting, and all those things are great, but you got to understand what you're signing up for. You're signing up for manhood. You're signing up for fatherhood. You're signing up saying, when I create this child, I'm going to be an example that before this child ever understands how good a heavenly father is, they're going to already know, because their earthly father is going to meet the criteria of a heavenly father. And so when they get of age and they begin to understand the scriptures and they begin to understand that there is a heavenly father, they'll already be in love with him, because they already are in love with me. And that is the role and that is the responsibility of fatherhood. It's not just making babies. You got to understand, you have got to your children understand who God the Father is by the way we encounter with him every day. And I don't know if you understand, but that's a heavy weight to carry right there. To know that I'm responsible for how my kids see and receive the Heavenly Father. And see, watch this here. Because many times when we don't want to give grace, we got to give grace. When we don't want to bring rebuke, we got to bring rebuke. When we have to bring provision, because everything you are, they see you, and then they look and they begin to understand the Father. Here it is too. Let me push this too. Is to understand also the responsibility of fatherhood is not just being that example, but watch this right here. Men, your number one job, watch this right here, is to get your kids ready to get out. Yeah, I finally got everybody's attention on that one. Do you know a father's job is to prepare their kids for life outside the home? Mama's job is to nurture you. Come on, somebody. Kiss your boo-boos. Love on you. Men, we're to nurture too. We're to care. But let me tell you something. Your number one priority as a father is to prepare for them to get out. Meaning, well, here's what I'm saying. Don't be kicking nobody out today. Don't be kicking nobody out today. Like, boy, you 18, get out. You heard Pastor today. I did my job. Your job is to prepare them for life outside of your house. That's the job of a father. Your number one job is to prepare them for life outside of your house. That's not even, when you look at scripture, that's not even a mother's responsibility. It is a father's responsibility to prepare a child that when they get outside of the house, they are ready for life. And in order to do that, watch this right here, that means you have to put something in your child for every level of their life. That means for every stage of their life, you have got to put something in them that will carry them through every stage of life. Okay, let me come get you. Because meaning your responsibility as a father is not just giving them something for the certain stages that they are. Like when they're young, we are good at giving them toys. Come on, somebody. Giving them a Tonka truck. But how many know they're going to grow out of that stage? You better give them something more than a Tonka truck. And then when they get into athleticism and sports and all those different things, you teach your child how to throw a football. You teach them how to swing a bat. You teach them how to kick a ball, to throw a ball. But how many know they're going to outgrow that stage? And in order for them to live outside of your house, you got to give them something for every stage of life. When they get to, you know, the driving age, somebody pray for me. I got two with licenses in the house. Come on, somebody. You got to give them something more than a vehicle. Because a vehicle, they're going to outgrow that thing. As they get older, you got to give them something greater than a high school diploma. You've got to give them something than just a vocation, because at some point they're going to retire and they still got to learn how to be a child of God. So as a father, your responsibility is to put something, to instill something in them from every stage of their life. You say, well, Pastor, I'm a good dad. I taught my son how to shave. I taught him how to do his hair, but how many know he might go bald one day? Come on, somebody. All the bald men said, amen to that one, Pastor. But understanding the responsibility of a father is to make sure you put something in your child that's going to carry them through every level and stage of their life. Now, the bad part is most men aren't around long enough to put something in every stage of their life. We're there to start it, but we're not there to finish it. Come on, somebody. And so we've got to get to the place that when we're raising our children, that we are in their life long enough through adolescence to the moment they step out of their house, you've done your job. You've deposited something in that child that they're now able to live outside of your house. That is the number one job. That is the number one responsibility of a father, is to teach your children how to survive in life. That means that, church, when you think about that, that's deep right there. That means a father has to prepare them to live from the cradle to the grave. You got to put something in them that's going to carry them through every level of their life. And when we look at Proverbs chapter 3, Solomon, I believe, is doing this very thing. Solomon, we know him to be the wisest man in the Bible. The Bible talks about one of the wealthiest men in all of history. And the Bible says, if we know the story of Solomon, God came to Solomon. He said, hey, Solomon, ask me anything you want. And Solomon asked God, here's what I want. God said to Solomon, he said, hey, Solomon, ask me anything you'd want, I'll give it to you. He said, God, give me the discernment to discern between evil and good. Say, what? How many know I've been on a yacht somewhere? Come on, somebody. That's why I ain't Solomon. Amen. I've been on a 90-foot yacht. And Golden State Warriors would have won last week. You ask me what I want, I'm going to get it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Durant going to sign till he can't even go nowhere else. Come on. But Solomon said, God, here's what I want. I want to be able to discern between evil and good. God anointed him with so much wisdom. And what Solomon begins to do in this text in Proverbs chapter 3, he begins to put pen to paper and a letter to his son, and he begins to give him things that will cause him to be successful outside of his house. He began to give him tools that will cause him to be successful for every stage of his life. And this is what I want to look at this morning for just a little bit, is I want to begin to see this wisdom that Solomon imparts, this preparation. The responsibility of a father is to put something inside of your child that when they're 13, it's going to help them. When they're 30, it's going to help them. When they're 50, it's going to help them. When they're 90, it's going to help them. And I want to pull from Solomon, and I want to use this. I want you to take notes. If you've never taken notes, I want you to take notes this Sunday, because I want you to put this in your spirit, and I want to make sure that you have every one of your children know that this is inside of them, because once they have this, they can work it out at any stage of life. And so I want to look at these 5 points real quick, and I'm going to get through all five here. If you give me just a few minutes, watch this here. The first thing is, everybody say the first thing. Everybody say the first thing. Here's what Solomon says to his son. First thing is this: trust in the Lord. Say with me, I love it. Solomon says, he says, here it is. He says, son, I've been getting ready to put pen to paper, and I'm getting ready to give you everything you need to survive at every level of life. He said, here's what I want you to do. He says, first thing, he says, my son, here's what I want you to do. He says, trust in the Lord. Now, church, this right here, you got to make sure you get this to every child in your, every man. You've got to get this to every child that has your last name or not your last name, but every child you're responsible for. is that you got to teach them to trust in the Lord. At every level of their life, they've got to trust in the Lord.